temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
You know what? Today is the first official day of summer. So happy summer. I'm happy. I hope you're happy too. Even for those parts of the country that are dealing with extreme heat. And we're talking about large swaths of the United States of America. We're not just talking about the South. It's funny. A little bit, because my husband is a Texan and he thinks it's a good idea to go out in 95 degree heat and humidity and bike 16 miles. I think he's crazy. Good morning, babe. But he's Texan. So he says, and I quote, "I'm built for this." I don't know how that happens. I have no idea. Maybe you're just used to it. He reminded me that this time last year, kind of funny, actually. This time last year, he was innocently biking along in Texas heat and had no idea that he'd be moving to New Jersey a few months later. It's kind of funny to think about what a difference a year makes. Anyway, I don't want him to get heat stroke, so I'm being a bit of a mother hen about the heat and humidity, but he's good with his 16 miles. Meanwhile, I'm using the indoor stationary bike because I don't like the heat and humidity.
I'm not built for 16 miles on the bike in any temperature, so...
So in our neighborhood, New York City area is where our Infinity Sports Network headquarters are located. The temperatures in this area on up into the East Coast, in fact, they're extreme in New England. Parts of Maine and other parts of New England have not seen this kind of heat in years, if ever. So we're talking about the northern climes of Maine could potentially see temps well up into the mid-90s, and other parts of the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the Midwest, getting the heat and humidity and the real feels into the triple digits. So it's a lot of people who are dealing with the extreme heat. I suppose it's timely, considering today is the first official day of summer and the longest day of the year. Right. So if you are someone who loves, loves, loves when the sun comes up while you're still in bed, or maybe not, still in bed. But while the sun comes up before 5:30 Eastern time and doesn't go down until 8:30 Eastern time PM, this is your day. Celebrate the summer solstice. Yeah, so according to my phone, handy dandy phone knows everything, the sunrise on this Thursday morning, June 20th, is 5:24 a.m., which means it's already fully light by the time we walk out of this building, again, because we're in Eastern time zone. And then it doesn't set until 8:30 at night. That's nice, isn't it? Not quite like Alaska in the summertime.
That's a full day.
But it is a full day of light and heat. When I went to Alaska, this goes back to a cruise I took with an uncle and two aunts in 2008. It was the summertime. It was July. And we, my one aunt and I, had a stateroom that was below water level, so no windows. There were no portholes. It was down on one of the levels where the workers, the employees, would sleep. But it was great because it was dark and it was quiet. It was awesome. You actually had the kind of the faint whirring of the engines down there. That's how low we were. We were down in the steerage with, like if you ever watched Titanic or read about Titanic. Anyway, my other uncle or my other aunt and uncle were up on a room that had a balcony because they had points with this particular cruise line. They couldn't sleep because it was still light until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then it would get light again at 5 a.m. And so it was nonstop daylight. I know what that's like, Jay, and I know what that's like trying to sleep in the summer light and heat. It's not easy.
All too well.
We prefer to be like bears and take the whole hermiting, the hibernation, the hermit thing very seriously because it's so much easier to sleep when it's dark. So much easier to sleep
when it's
dark.
Yeah, when it's like full brightness when we're getting out of here, it's not my favorite, but I do like waking up and it's nice and it's light out for the rest of the day. So
true, except it's a little disorienting because sometimes I'll wake up around lunch. I don't know, just I wake up every few hours. And it's bright sunlight, and I have a hard time getting back to sleep, number one. Number two, I have no idea what time it is because it's so bright out there. It feels like it should be middle of the afternoon, and it's not. It's still morning.
I had a weird one about, I don't know, a couple of days ago. It was 6 p.m. Eastern time, and I was just in, I don't know what happened. I was looking at something. I thought it was 6 a.m. So I saw, like, baseball games were going on, MLB games, and I was like, what is happening? I was like, why are they starting?
Wait, were you just waking up?
I had been up for, I don't know, an hour or so, more than that. And I don't know where this, it was just, I don't know. I just was disoriented.
I would never tell that story again. Don't tell
it story
again.
It was crazy. It was really weird. Blew my mind.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Happy first day of summer. Always good to connect with you on Twix. Got one guy who's really mad at us for calling it that. So mad at us. But whatever.
Maybe he hates the candy.
I do me. Oh, that's true. Maybe he feels like the candy, well, he could be on a diet. He could be
something happened to him.
Intolerant of caramel. Or someone took his Twix away on the playground when he was a kid.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, gotcha. Anyway, he's mad every time we do it. And now I'm going to do it more, of course, because I'm definitely antagonist. He gets upset at us and sends us nasty notes on Twix. I mean, who knew? So you can find us there at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. I got to tell you, there's quite the active conversation going on. Whether or not you heard my interview with USA Women's Basketball Selection Committee Chair Jennifer Rosati. She's also the president of the Connecticut Sun. If you're a New Englander, really, if you paid any attention to basketball going back into the mid-90s when the UConn Huskies were just getting big, she and Rebecca Lobo are really the two cornerstone pieces for that team, for Gino Auriemma. But fast forward, she's been a coach in both the college ranks as well as at USA Basketball, been a part of the USA Women's program for 20 plus years as both a coach and an executive. And the number one question people want to ask of Jen these days is, why didn't Caitlin Clark make the Olympic team? I asked her and she gave me a candid, honest answer. I also asked Jen whether or not Caitlin is an alternate for the Paris Olympic team. And I asked Jen about the reception that Caitlin's getting in the WNBA. That conversation we aired earlier in the show. We're going to bring back part of it in our next segment in case you missed it. Again, Jen, very popular in New England because of all her success with the UConn women's basketball team and then coaching the University of Hartford, which is where I crossed paths with her for 8 years as the radio announcer. She did not evade the questions. She gave direct, blunt answers. That's Jen. And if you really want to know, instead of sticking to some of the narratives that are out there or some of your own opinions that may or may not be misguided, I encourage you to get the whole conversation from our podcast. We will share it on Thursday on our social media, but you can also find it just by Googling After Hours Amy Lawrence podcast. And yeah, we're going to replay part of that because it still seems to be one of the big lightning rods around women's basketball right now. I appreciate that she was happy to answer the questions and doesn't mind taking the heat. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Speaking of heat, didn't the Boston Celtics jet off to Miami, the home of the Heat, so they could celebrate their NBA title? They did. Yes, they did. I have no idea when they're returning to Boston, but I do know that the Duck Boat Championship ticker tape parade is coming up on Friday. I'm assuming they'll be back by then. Let's hope they don't have any airline problems, no malfunctions. No, that's not going to happen. The fans need to celebrate with their Celtics. In the meantime, the owner of the Celtics, I think technically his title is governor, but he is recognized as the owner, the majority owner of the Celtics, Wick Grosbeck. He was a guest on our Boston affiliate and the Greg Hill Show first thing in the morning on WEEI. And of course, I had to ask him about one of the most prolific tandems in the NBA, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, finally having a title.
Spectacular. I'm just happy for them. You know, it's been 7 years that they've been together here. I got booed when I announced Jaylen got drafted. Everybody that booed in the garden that day sent him a nice note. Okay. Jaylen and Jason came in the next year, and Danny brilliantly added those two guys. And then Brad added finishing pieces and huge pieces. And then those guys played together like one, you know, SEAL team, one fighting force. And that's Joe Mazzulla put that in place. And it came from inside the guys.
So Wick talks about what everybody's talking about was Jason and Jaylen finally winning a title together. And yes, it did take a little longer. It was a slow burn. But here's the thing. They're both in their mid-20s. So there's potential there. We're not talking about guys who are over the hill and just managed to get one as their window was closing. I think the idea that they wasted opportunities is certainly true, except that they needed the experience. They needed the failure to get to where they are now as NBA champions. Wick actually goes on to praise Danny Ainge and to say he's reached out to the former Celtics player and executive who was part of planting the seeds and building the foundation for 2024.
I've just been texting with Danny last night and this morning. My words to him are thank you for putting this foundation in place and, you know, and for 2008 as well. But you had a lot to do with 2024, man. And that's exactly how I feel.
It's kind of funny. I've actually heard and seen some headlines and some shows refer back to Danny Ainge and say he's forgotten. He's the piece of this that people aren't giving enough credit to. He's now with the Utah Jazz, of course. And if you don't know, he played for BYU. Funny story about me. When I was a kid, I cut my teeth on late 80s, early 90s NBA. And because I grew up in New Hampshire, Larry Bird, my all-time favorite athlete, that was when I fell in love with basketball, really, but specifically the NBA. On through Celtics-Lakers rivalries, and then the Bad Boys, and then Michael Jordan, that was why I wanted to be in this business, is because of that era of the NBA. It's very different now. But I do remember when Danny Ainge, see, I have a poster from when I was in, I think it was in ninth grade. I still have it. It's now laminated because the corners are ripped and torn from all the different push pins that I put into it. We moved a bunch when I was a kid. And so I was constantly moving my posters around. Anyway, it's kind of torn up, but I laminated it. It has the photos of the starting five for the Boston Celtics for their, you know, their this heyday in the late 80s. Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge, Larry Bird, and Dennis Johnson. When Danny Ainge was traded, I cried. He got traded to the Phoenix Suns, and I cried over it. Oh, gosh. I'll remember that day forever. I also was blown away and almost couldn't speak for half a day when Larry Bird abruptly retired with some of his injuries. But I digress. Anyway, Danny Ainge is a fabric of the Celtics going way back, but also was part of putting the pieces in place and drafting some of the pieces. And let's not forget, he also hired Brad Stevens to be the head coach of the team. And when Brad went into the front office, he kind of continued Danny's work. One more with Whit Grosbeck on the Greg Hill Show, our Boston affiliate, WEEI. He believes that there is the potential for more runs to the NBA Finals.
These guys, they're young, okay? Jalen and Jason, for sure. The older two guys on the team, KP's maybe 29 or something. Drew's now 33, but we re-signed him, and we love having him. Al is coming back for next year, so is what I've been told. So at age 38, which is unbelievable. And so, we've got some guys who are getting up there a little, but basically we're a young team.
Did you hear the reaction? And I don't know if that was Greg, or he's got a couple of co-hosts as well. He's also got, I think it's Jermaine Wiggins that's with him, and Courtney Cox, too. So I don't know if it was Greg who had that reaction.
All of their faces lit up, I'll tell you. They all
you watched it on video?
Yeah, and they were all looking at each other like, yes, and they all were cheering.
But the reaction to, I guess it's an announcement, but that Al Horford is not retiring. Just won his first NBA title with the Celtics, second stint with the Celtics, at 38 years old. And what do we say? Shoot, if I can remember the number, 186 career playoff games. Second only to Karl Malone, who never won a title, but 186 career playoff games for Al Horford before he could say he was an NBA champion. This is just food for thought, but when we had Sean Grandy, the longtime Celtics radio voice, on the show to start the NBA Finals, he actually mentioned that with a ring, Al Horford is right there on the periphery for the Hall of Fame and that he could get some consideration. Well, his career's not done, so don't start the clock ticking just yet. A Celtics parade coming up on Friday, and I'm sure it'll be quite the scene with the duck boots. 16 years they've been storing up that confetti, and they were finally able to make it rain inside TD Garden. All right, coming up, part of a conversation with Connecticut Sun president and longtime USA basketball coach and scout, as well as the women's selection committee chair. It's a lot like the college football playoff committee or the March Madness selection committee. There's a group of people that decide who make the Olympic teams. Jen was the committee chair, and she's the one who's been answering questions like, why didn't Caitlin Clark make the Olympic team for Paris? You'll hear that coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively...
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet!
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I'm excited for the girls that are on the team. I know it's the most competitive team in the world, and I know it could have gone either way of me being on the team, me not being on the team. So, you know, I'm excited for them. I'm going to be rooting them on to win gold. I was a kid that grew up watching the Olympics. So, yeah, it'll be fun to watch them. Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. You know, that's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there. And I think it's just a little more motivation. You remember that. And you know, hopefully in 4 years, when 4 years comes back around, you know, I can be there.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Caitlin Clark, her reaction when she found out and then the world found out that she was left off the USA Women's Basketball Olympics team that will compete in Paris coming up next month in an attempt to win another gold medal. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I know there's been a major controversy, criticism, microscope on this selection process because, in large part, Caitlin was left off the roster. Even now, even today, in previewing my conversation with Jennifer Rosati, the selection committee chair, people responding with some of the craziest theories about why Caitlin was left off the team. I asked her because I wanted you to hear it from her, but also because there's a lot of people that are paying attention now. And so she did not evade the questions. Jennifer Rosati, also president of the Connecticut Sun, but I did start out talking about the Olympic team and how the big conversation is Caitlin not being on the roster. Wanted to know what the committee was looking for in the team, especially one with a tradition like USA Basketball.
We're talking about the most successful team sport in Olympic history. You know, a team that's going for its 8th consecutive gold medal. So expectations are high. And although people think it's easy because we've done it 7 times in a row, it's really not. The team and the women on the team work really hard to make it look easy, but it's hard to go to the Olympics and play against other countries that have been training together for years and months at a time and find a way to continue to come out on top. So number one, experience matters. And, you know, for those who want to be critics of the process, they don't live in it, right? They don't live in the space where, as a coach, a former coach, right, and somebody who's been involved with USA Basketball for 20 years, like, you understand the value of having coaches and players that have been there, that have done that, and understand the magnitude of the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Then you look at the criteria, and the criteria clearly state that you want to have experience in international and familiarity with international basketball, familiarity with the team and the coaching style, and leadership qualities. And so when you name a team, you want to focus on the players who made it because they have those qualities. And this process, unfortunately, has been a lot of focus on who didn't make it. And I'm not going to, you know, evade the question. Like, I think Caitlin Clark is phenomenal. I think that she has been tremendous along with the rest of the rookies in this class and bringing great attention to the WNBA and helping us all as business leaders fill our stands. Nobody negates that impact that they have had on bringing attention to the WNBA, but this is the hardest team in the world to make. And it's been a 3-year process. 3 years, we have been evaluating talent after the Tokyo Olympics through the 2022 World Cup, through 8 to 10 different national team camps. And when you think about the women who have committed to that process and have the experience and have the reps and have the familiarity with each other, it's really hard to argue with who we put on the team. And I think Caitlin and other players that are coming into the WNBA this year and over the years to come are going to be Olympians, and they're going to represent our country in the highest way. But I think the depth of the pool right now in USA Basketball is so deep and so strong that it's hard to look at who we put on the team and argue that they don't deserve it. And there's a mix of versatility. There's a mix of experience. There's a mix of leadership. And obviously you need depth at every position. And we feel like we checked off all of those boxes. And as much as other players might be more popular right now, we really felt like in order to uphold the integrity of the process, we needed to choose a team based on basketball criteria. And we did that.
Some of these rookies are struggling with the physical nature of the WNBA. How much does that play into it at the international level?
It plays into it a lot. In talking to Cam Brink over the last couple of days, because she was in Connecticut, she even said that she like really appreciated her time in the weight room because she knows she has to get stronger as she continues to navigate through WNBA competition. You've heard Caitlin Clark talk about the physicality of the game and how she wants to continue to evolve, and she wants to use her time over Olympic break to get stronger and get in the weight room. So it's a real thing, and it's not a negative thing, right? It's not something that is looked down upon. But, you know, the women in the league have been playing basketball for decades. They have committed to the process of hiring strength and conditioning people that have allowed them to be elite athletes, right? You look at their bodies, you look at even some of them and how they have changed their bodies from college to when they are 27 or 28. And it's hard to not notice that, right? Again, it's not a negative thing that rookies are coming in and struggling to play against the defense of the WNBA. And honestly, when I look at the attention being paid defensively to boxing out Angel Reese or defending Caitlin Clark off of a ball screen, it's actually a compliment to them that there's WNBA defenses that are really focused in on their skill set. So I think they are the future, and I think that they're going to learn a lot through their first year and through the competition that they're facing. And I think, you know, the narrative of them not being appreciated is false. I think that everybody in this league that has fought for so long to get the eyeballs on the game are very appreciative that we're at a point that all of us, all the former players, all the current players have played a part in the momentum that we're seeing now in the WNBA, and everybody should be celebrated for that, and everybody should be appreciated for that.
Is she on your list of alternates?
One of the things that has to happen after you name a team is that you have to go back to the rest of the players in the pool and ask them if they would be willing to be an alternate, because they do have to stay in the testing pool. So everybody that's been engaged with USA Basketball right now is a possible alternate. Those alternates don't have to be declared until July.
Gotcha.
But Caitlin, along with others, are definitely players that would be considered if we had a situation where we needed to replace somebody on the Olympic team. And so they're all aware of that. They're all committed to that process, and they all want to be a part of it. And I think, again, it's a compliment and a testament to USA Basketball and what it means to represent our country on this Olympic team.
In the wake of the announcement and the roster coming out, people were talking about how this is a dumb choice because so many more people would tune in to watch the games if Caitlin Clark were on the roster. What's your response to that?
My response is that may be the truth, right? Like, that may be very true that more people would tune in because they're intrigued by what kind of impact she could have on the Olympic team. I can't deny that. But at the same time, that was not the criteria that we chose the team from. You know, our goal was to put together not just the 12 best players, not just the 12 most popular players. It was to put together a team that Cheryl could feel good about going to the Olympics that checked off every single basketball box, that she felt she had the talent, the skill, the experience, the depth, the versatility to win a gold medal in an environment where she's going to feel an enormous amount of pressure. If you don't want to tune into that, that's your problem, right? Like, you're missing out on this greatness, because I think what Caitlin, what Angel, what Cam, what Camilla have done, Rakia, is they've brought attention to how good the WNBA players are in this league, right? So I applaud that, and I would hope that people would want the USA Basketball team to be successful, that when you listen to Caitlin's comments about how hard the team is to make and that she roots for them and wants to see them be successful, that as a fan, you would take that to heart and understand that, that her time will come, right? We will be celebrating her one day, but the women that are on this team, every single one of them, including others that didn't make it, deserve to be on this team, and you can't argue that.
I saw some comments from Breonna Stewart when she talked about her initial entry into the WNBA. As talented as she is, one of the best women's basketball players that we've got on the planet. And she was talking about the process of integrating as a rookie, that it wasn't that different from what we're seeing with Caitlin. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the focus has been on Caitlin. How typical is the reception, quote unquote, that she's getting?
Well, I think the biggest difference, right, between any star player that has come into the league has been the social media attention. When Stewie came out of college, when even Sabrina came out of college, when Asia Wilson came out of college, there wasn't the hyper focus of attention on them through every single medium, whether it's ESPN to TikTok, right? The players in this generation have grown up as social media darlings. And so everything that they do and everything that they say has been scrutinized. You know, I think Caitlin plays in a way that's captivating, right? I feel like people love to watch her play because she's an exciting offensive player that you never know what you're going to get, whether it's a no-look pass or a logo three. It's captivating, right? And even if there were players like that in the past, not everything they did was captured the way it was in the last year for Caitlin Clark. And so I think the scrutiny, good and bad, is there for these players in a way that, you know, you kind of hope they have mental health, like, support. Mm. And Caitlin talked about that because it's hard, right? But every good player, whether it was Diana Taurasi 20 years ago or Breonna Stewart 6 or 7 years ago, they came into the league, the veteran players wanted to compete. And they were physical, and they showed them a level of respect by not backing down. And that's where the narrative needs to turn, is like the level of respect for Caitlin is shown by how hard people are defending her. That's what we should be talking about. You know, whether they bump her a little bit or talk trash, that's not the issue. The fact that teams are putting their best players on her and focusing on her, that's a level of respect that Dewey had and Diana had and Asia Wilson had, and that just speaks to like who they are as players, and you look at the trajectory of their career and you can kind of imagine that Caitlin will hopefully take the same kind of trajectory.
Pointed, candid, honest, even blunt comments about the U.S. women's basketball Olympic team, minus Caitlin Clark, though Jennifer Rosati did say that she is one of the alternates that's still being considered, though they don't have to release those names until July. And then, again, blunt and pointed about the reception that Caitlin is getting in the WNBA, and that it's actually a sign of respect, the way that defenses and players are keyed in on her because they understand how dangerous she is. And I like what she had to say about social media, too. It really does magnetize. We have asked this question over and over about why Caitlin Clark and why now. There have been a ton of amazing players who've come through women's college basketball. Many celebrated for a time, but this is different. The TV ratings, the fans showing up to games, the merchandise that's been sold with Caitlin Clark's name on it, including my mom, who wears her Indiana Fever jersey to watch every game. I'm not exaggerating. Why Caitlin? Why now? Well, part of it is the social media element. And that leads us back into what I was sharing with you earlier. This recent study that's been done about how Americans consume sports and what role radio and audio play in all of that. So I want to get back to that just to wrap up. Some of you have asked me the link to this study, and I can share it with you a little bit later on social. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday morning. Happy first day of summer. Here's our latest sports update. Oh, and the rest of the Jennifer Rosati interview you can get on our podcast. I'll share it on social as well.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Best.
Oh, baby. So why don't you just meet me in the middle?
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
How you doing, Amy?
Good.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Sweet.
Miss Amy, it's good to finally talk to the coolest girl on radio.
Woo!
Love your show. First time caller, long time listener.
We're glad to keep you company.
Hi, Amy. It's a real honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Ayla. Love listening to the show.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I just want to tell you I am so happy to have my boyfriend introduce me to you and to listen to you. I have learned so much from you because I listen to you every single night.
I'm a new listener. Just recently started listening, but I love your show. Oh. Very awesome stuff.
Well, you saved the best for last, man. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Happy summer to you. I'm going to keep saying it because it makes me happy. And because it's the longest day of the year. So get out and soak up the heat, the humidity. There might be rain in your neighborhood, whatever it is. It's one of those days where I feel like you have to get outside. Producer Jay took some of my photos of the hydrangeas. Man, they're back and better than ever. After a summer in which they did not bloom, I have no idea why they didn't bloom in 23. We've got a bumper crop in the backyard, and they're just starting, so it's pretty amazing. I'm giving Bob credit. I just think it's him. He hasn't done anything with them other than maybe a few cuts here and there. I'm watering them, but man, they like having him around like I do. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That's on our Facebook page. I'll throw them up on Twix a little bit later on. So I mentioned this study that was done, and I started talking about it earlier in the show, promised to bring it back. It's fascinating, and it's a combination. It's the intersection, really, of audio, radio, whatever you call it. We don't really call it straight radio anymore because so many people get their audio content from podcasts on demand, their phones, their devices, or satellite radio. And so this sports audio report is what it's called, comes from three different entities, Group M, Edison Research, and Sirius XM Media. Some of the findings are fascinating, and I want to run through them relatively quickly just so we can get to them before the top of the hour. But I'm wondering how much of this describes you as you listen. 64% of sports fans, 64% of sports fans frequently or occasionally listen to sports content via audio, like radio, podcasts, or Sirius XM. So those are your three pieces that make this up. But 64% of us frequently or occasionally listen to sports content via a podcast, Sirius XM, or one of your favorite radio affiliates. That's amazing. And do you want to know how many people in our nation identify as sports fans? It's a lot. 64% of 186 million people is a lot. So tell me again how the radio industry, the audio industry is dying. It's not. Two-thirds of the American population, this is people age 13 and older, two-thirds of the American population identify as sports fans. So we're talking about 186 million people in our country who are at least 13 years old identify as sports fans. That is phenomenal. And then if you take 64% of them, it's 119 million people who either frequently or occasionally listen, not watch, listen to sports content via the radio, a podcast, or Sirius XM. That's phenomenal. I also love this stat. 68% of sports fans, so we're talking about more than 120 million people in our country, say it brings their families closer together. And how often do we hear stories, even with Willie Mays passing away? My grandfather took me to a game. My dad took me to a game. And I know my first baseball game was with my grandfather. My mom's first baseball game was with her dad. My grandmother, on my mom's side, introduced me to golf. Arnold Palmer was her favorite golfer, and she was the one that taught me and watched golf with me. A lot of us have those family stories, and that's another reason why sports is so integral in our country, because very often it comes through our families and it brings families closer together. 68% of us say sports bring our families closer together. And then this is probably not a surprise, but I think it's fascinating. The majority of Gen Z and millennials, so we're talking 13 to 34, I think is the age, or 18 to 34. Well, if you're taking sports fans, so 13 plus, so we'll go 13 to 34. The majority of those two generations follow the personal lives of their favorite athletes, like Caitlin Clark, off the court, off the field, off the ice, off the track, out of the pool, whatever it happens to be. And we know that that, in fact, that's what Jennifer Rosati was just talking about, how social media magnifies the coverage and the attention on today's athletes. The vast majority of sports audio listeners, again, radio, podcast, Sirius XM, say they listen at least part of the time with other people. And it's podcasts and satellite that people listen to in community or in groups. So I was, when Jay and I were trying to figure that part out, whether it's a road trip or carpooling, or I'm trying to think of something else, another time where you would, you get a group of people together. I don't know.
A dorm room for that age group, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So yeah, sports podcast listeners and satellite listeners, they're more likely to listen with other people. So I kind of feel like that's, again, because you're on demand and we always have our smartphones with us. And the podcast share of the pie has almost doubled since 2018. So when we talk about our podcast, according to this study, since 2018, the number of people who get their sports content from podcasting has almost doubled. 13 to 34-year-olds, so there's that same group again, Gen Z and millennials, they spend far more time listening to podcasts than actual radio, a 3-to-1 ratio. Old habits die hard, I suppose, for those of us who love the radio, but I very often listen on Sirius XM, channel 158. That's where you can find the Infinity Sports Network. And when I want to hear from an athlete directly, I go to his podcast. That's the easiest way. Whether it's Draymond Green, whether it's Tom Brady, whether it's the Kelce brothers, whether it's, gosh, J.J. Redick, who, by the way, did interview with the Los Angeles Lakers, and LeBron James. Everybody's got a podcast. Micah Parsons is our new favorite one. And so, yeah, that those two younger generations of sports fans, they do the podcast thing at a 3-to-1 ratio over radio. This kind of blows me away. 40% of listeners say there aren't enough programs that are designed specifically for the sports they like and the teams they follow. 40% say there aren't enough options that give a variety of perspectives, which that one I understand. Being a female in sports radio, we are still the itty-bitty minority, and it's still a vast wasteland when it comes to more women who host their own shows and are the stars of their own shows. And so, yeah, it's a lot of dudes who yell in sports radio, and very often they look alike and sound alike. And so 40% of listeners say there aren't enough people, hosts, variety that give different perspectives. Over half of those who listen to sports audio have purchased a product or a service after hearing an ad on the podcast or the radio. Over half. All right. A nod to Westwood One, our corporate and sales partner. And this is great, Jay. You ready for this? This is my favorite one. Other than the family element, which is 68% of us, nearly one in four sports fans have cried over the outcome of a sporting event they watched or listened to.
In their lifetime or?
Yep, nearly one in four sports fans. So 23% say yes, they've nearly cried. 26% say they've come close to crying. And then you've got about 25% who say, oh yeah. I feel like the number's way higher if people are copping to it. Whether it's because our hearts were broken by, say, the Atlanta Falcons collapsing in the Super Bowl, or Rory McIlroy losing late in the U.S. Open. He probably cried. I think if we're being honest, we cry over the victories. It's emotional. We're tied to it. Nearly one in four have cried because of a sporting event. Uh-huh. We're so glad you love us. Talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.